Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, September 3rd, and this is Denver AFA Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The United Master Executive Council conducted a two-day meeting at Washington Dulles for a strategy session on advancing the interests of United Airlines flight attendants in the context of the merger of United and Continental. Joining the MEC for the meeting was the AFA International Officers, Officers-Elect, and CWA President Larry Cohen. Each of these leaders expressed unequivocally that advancing the careers of United flight attendants in the midst of the merger is a top priority of the union. Our AFA General Counsel, AFA Director of Collective Bargaining, and outside legal and professional advisors provided analysis and details of process related to the merger. The MEC, together with our advisors, reviewed the advantage of Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations currently underway at both United and Continental. Using that process to improve either or both contracts is another way to advance our position for single contract negotiations, where we can take the best of each contract for the best conditions for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines. Absent a conclusion to RLA Section 6 negotiations at either carrier, included in the strategy session was discussion with our professionals about how to utilize the procedures of the Section 6 negotiations to get the most beneficial terms for flight attendants in single contract negotiations. Also during the meeting, the United Master Executive Council appointed two members of the MEC to head a new committee called the Solidarity Committee. This committee is charged with continuing our work to ensure all flight attendants are educated about the merger process and provided all of the information necessary to cast an informed ballot in a representation election. In other industry news today about improving our career, the National Mediation Board announced voting dates for Delta flight attendants to vote for AFA representation and Northwest flight attendants to maintain their contract and representation rights with AFA. Voting instructions will be mailed to flight attendants on the eligibility list on September 29, 2010, and polls open that day just after midnight. Polls close on November 3, 2010 at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This election will be the first conducted under the new democratic rule that finally ensures the votes cast in the election decide the outcome. It is historical for this reason, and it is monumental because it will have such an incredible impact on our careers. At the bargaining table, in the courts, and on Capitol Hill, management has spoken for Delta flight attendants, regularly countering the issues we are working together to correct or advance. When Delta flight attendants finally choose to gain representation with AFA, they will have a voice at work on Capitol Hill, in the courts, and at the bargaining table. And together, we will be stronger. We have an opportunity to take action together now and improve several issues on the job through the FAA reauthorization. But Congress is on the verge of passing yet another extension to the current FAA reauthorization, which means the items we have been successful in getting into the bill will have to be reintroduced in a new Congress next year. These key provisions for flight attendants include provisions include OSHA-like workplace safety and health protections, a return-to-cabin program similar to the one already in place for pilots, cabin air quality provisions, follow-up on the results of an FAA flight attendant fatigue study, and English language standards for flight attendants, among other important provisions. Call Congress now to get these items passed into law. We need action this month, and it's critical that you make your calls to your senators today. A list of Senate phone numbers and a telephone script is posted on www.unitedafa.org. We have an incredible record of moving Congress to action when we coordinate our efforts as a union and every member gets involved. We are coordinating this action with our flight attendant union coalition. Be a part of making our government work for flight attendant issues. Make your call today and every day until the bill is passed this fall. Whether you spend the weekend working with flying partners or barbecuing with friends and family this weekend, remember to take a moment to acknowledge the meaningful celebration of Labor Day. For over 100 years, it has been a workers' holiday. It is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers, spurred by workers joined together in unions. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. Workers joined together have shaped the American workweek, demanded basic protections for the American family, and strengthened our society by ensuring compensation for our contributions to American industry. This Labor Day is part of the tribute to our day. Take a moment to check that you, your friends, and your family are registered to vote. Use the link in the Government Affairs section of our website to quickly download voter registration forms and mailing instructions for each state. Make sure it is workers like us who shape our government with representatives who fight for flight attendant issues. Do not allow corporations to simply spend millions to buy their representative seats in Congress. Congress. Corporations do not care about people, they only care about the bottom line. Our union is all about people helping people. Sometimes that takes the form of traditional union activities like contract negotiations and grievance hearings, all of which are done by working flight attendants who volunteer their time so that everyone in our community will benefit. But just as often, it involves something far more personal. We hear that a member needs help, and we collect donations to get them through. Another union member has no one to turn to, and we provide them comfort and a friendly ear. We are truly America's working heroes. It is our unions that put the interests of working families first and foremost. Our job will never be completely done, but we spend every day, every hour, fighting to make the lives and the work of flight attendants better. Together, we can accomplish amazing things, and we will. Happy Labor Day. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.